You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From right now, when the locals get started at home against the Maple Leafs, John, it has not been pretty the last couple of times out. I know it's three straight losses, but I'll divide the three-game losing streak here into the last two on the road because it looked different. They gave up five apiece. They got outscored 10-1. What'd you see?
I like the game in Minnesota better. The game in Winnipeg was a throw it in the garbage can kind of thing. Nothing was redeemable from that. But I think if you look at the game against the Wild, a very good team with excellent goaltending, and I thought the start was actually pretty good. They got better of the shots. I think that, I'm not going to make it sound like it was a game they should have won because Minnesota really turned the tide of the second period. They won the special teams battle, and it just looked a little fragile to me in the last 30 minutes. So I think getting at home is what this team needs right now. And you've got the game today. You've got Saturday, 12:30, Detroit, and then Tuesday you're at home against the Rangers. I think getting some matchups that, you know, when you're short the guys that this team is, and it's not like having Dubois and, you know, sort of might have regressed a little bit. Just, you know, it was a tough couple of games, I thought, for him. And, you know, that just kind of trickled all the way through the roster. I think getting some better matchups just to kind of get him back on track and Logan Thompson getting back in there tonight, I think all of those are good things to try and turn this thing around.
Yeah, preview this Maple Leafs matchup for us.
Yeah, Maple Leafs are playing better. You know, they were here a couple weeks ago, and the Caps had a lead, let it get away, and then came back in it. And they were good in coming back in that game. And resiliency is the word that Spencer Carberry used with me. It'll be on our pregame tonight. And liked what they did in that game. Toronto's playing a lot better. They got points in 8 of 10. Auston Matthews is always Auston Matthews. They did not have William Nylander when they were here back on November 28th. He will play tonight. So fast skating team, good power play, and getting pretty good goaltending. So it's a big test. The Maple Leafs are trying to claw back into things after they really didn't play very well in the first month and a half of the season. But they're better now, and I think able to get the matchups that you want to, you know, especially for the Wilson, Protas, and Sortif line. They have been a little quiet here going back to even when we were at home, going back to the Carolina game. But in this three games, I think, you know, maybe that's a line that can kind of lead the way tonight.
John, give me arrow up and arrow down players here just over the last week or so, if you would, like stock report style. Someone who's rolling and someone you'd like to see get a little hotter here.
Well, I think Connor McMichael's still been all right. I mean, I don't know that anybody was in Winnipeg, but, you know, I still see some generation there. He's been on the wing. The real variable tonight is going to be whether or not it sounds like there's an illness going around and the Caps might have to go 11-7. So the lineups we talk about, I will tell you right now, may not hold for 7 o'clock. But assuming they do, if he's able to play on the wing, I think that's a place where he's done all right. Thumbs down, I really think, you know, it's tough to say, you know, Wilson and Protas, but they've been so important, and they were so good. When we were in California, you know, they were lighting it up, and it felt like Protus was turning the corner, but it's been quiet. Wilson hasn't scored since Anaheim, and same with Alexei. So I would say that line needs to be better, and I really think just across the board down the middle, win and draw. Dylan Strome has been it's tough to believe. He's still getting points, but he's got one goal in 17 games. So it's been frustrating for him. He doesn't have a lot of puck luck. I'm hoping that will turn for him. He's still making plays. He's still making offense happen. And, you know, the power play's gone a little quiet since Ryan Leonard went out. But, you know, that's one that I think I hate giving him a thumbs down because I think the world of him. But hopefully that turns for him here pretty soon, too.
So I think Leonard was on the ice today. John, what do we know? Any updates there?
Yeah, that was great news. And a little bit early, too, I felt, because I thought when they say, you know, you're looking at 4 weeks, you know, he had multiple things going on there. But getting back out there, you know, looked good. He didn't really air it out or anything, but just the fact he's out there so quickly. So now, if that continues and he's able to skate for these few days up until the Christmas break, they'll play on the 23rd and then get back at it on the 27th. If he can skate with a team and you'd like to think, you know, maybe into the new year, you know, maybe he's able to get back a little bit sooner than we thought. That'd be fantastic because he was just coming into his own. I think the power play misses him. They're 0 for 9 since he got hurt in the first period in Anaheim. So hopefully, we're not too long down the road we can get him back. I thought that was great news today.
John, give us a quick preview of the Capitals pregame show coming up on The Fan when we're done tonight.
Yeah, so on the pregame tonight, we've got a bunch of Spencer Carberry, and one of the things we're going to be talking about is the line of Wilson and Protus and sort of and a little bit on what makes Austin Matthews Austin Matthews. You know, Spencer coached him when he was with Toronto and ran the power play when he and Mitch Marner were running things. So he knows Austin Matthews better than most. And, you know, what he'll be looking for tonight in the first period, and you're trying to contain Matthews when you get last change. It's a little bit easier, but it's still a tough task. So the hope is that's something they can do for 60 minutes tonight. But we'll get into all of that coming up on the pregame show.
John, thank you as always, man. Have a great call.
Thanks, fellas.
We'll see you, brother. Hit that NFL sounder, please. Ian Harditz, Fantasy Life, joins us. And, Ian, I need to offer a huge apology to anybody that likes Seattle or wants Jaxon Smith-Njigba to succeed. I have him in a very big money league tonight. And, of course, it's supposed to be gale force winds, tornadoes are going to land, maybe alien invasion or something like that. It's because I need him to do well. There's no chance I'm allowed to be happy. This is just me complaining. You go now.
The only way he's going to have a good game is if you bench him. So if you could just do us all a solid, man, we really would appreciate it. I will say, you know, I like to follow Kevin Ross. He does fantastic weather stuff over at Roto Grinders. It sounds like the bulk of the really bad winds are going to be pregame. And in the first half, it sounds like things should mostly be clear in the second half. So, again, contrary to popular belief, I am not a meteorologist, but it does sound like it's not going to be maybe as bad as anticipated.
It must be the fantasy playoffs if we're just going to be asking about our own fantasy teams, which is terrible radio. But I'll follow Danny down this rabbit hole. I've got a guillotine league. I'm in the championship, okay? The championship of my first ever guillotine league. So I've got a couple of starter sits for you. Quarterback, I've got Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts. Prescott against the Chargers, Jalen Hurts against the Commanders.
I'm going Jalen Hurts. Obviously, we had that just atrocious football game from 2 weeks ago, two turnovers on one play. But at the end of the day, man, he can play a bad real-life game and still just find his way to get pushed into the end zone a couple times from the one. So shout out to the Chargers, man. They really have been up there with the Seahawks, some of the best defenses in the league over the last 7-8 weeks.
All right, so then wide receivers, I'm going to rattle some off here. Now, I've got a flex spot, but my wide receivers, I've got Puka Nacua at Seattle tonight. That's an automatic start, I think. Jamar Chase at Miami. I feel like you can't sit Jamar Chase. And then I've got CeeDee Lamb against the Chargers right now in my flex. On the bench, I have James Cook who could go into that flex. He's got at Cleveland. Nico Collins against the Raiders could go into that flex. Javonte Williams, Drake London, Josh Jacobs, Brock Bowers. Anybody there that you would take in the flex over CeeDee Lamb?
Gotta love guillotine leagues, man. These are the types of questions you get to.
Amazing.
I would lean towards James Cook. I know the Browns' run defense generally has been good, but they've started to crack a little bit. And I think that Bills' run game can go hard against pretty much anyone. So, again, CD versus James Cook, that would kind of be the toss-up there. But generally, in closer flex decisions, I tend to lean towards a running back looking at 20-plus touches.
All right, my last one, I promise. So I've got my starting running backs are Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor, and then James Cook on the bench. Would you consider playing Cook over Taylor, maybe? He's forecasted to go Cook for, like, 20 points, but...
I go Cook over Taylor and then CD over Taylor in their flex, I think. It's just a situation where I know the 49ers banged up front seven, hasn't been very good. But just, man, as much as the Phillip Rivers story is fantastic, this dude could barely throw the ball 20 yards downfield, can barely move in the pocket. I feel like that entire defense could be selling out against JT. So I go CD and Cook if you can.
This is one last time I'll tell
Come
everyone.
Come on.
No, I'm not asking him another question.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, everyone should get into a guillotine league. It's been so fun. Like, it's so good.
But it's no fun for the 17 other people that are eliminated. Well, it's over.
But actually, it's nice because then you don't have to worry about it. If I got eliminated 5 weeks ago, I'd be done.
You don't have this lifeless course of a fantasy team that you have to just still be managing.
Exactly.
Once you suck, you just kind of suck and you're done. And I will say this to someone in far too many fantasy leagues. It is so annoying going through waivers and it's like, okay, I want the Eagles RB3 or, you know, this backup wide receiver. You get to your guillotine leagues and guys like CeeDee Lamb and James Cook are on the waiver. So can't agree on enough with you there.
Yeah, that is pretty wild. That's the only appealing part because I'm in that waiver hell zone.
One last question. I'm kidding.
That's a good bit. Everyone's having fun. Let's go to these Saturday games. I want to start not here locally because we're covered Washington a bunch. Green Bay, Chicago. I keep questioning Chicago, but they keep kind of turning in good answers on the spreadsheet here. How for real are they? Are they a contender right now, or are they still maybe a year of seasoning away from being legit?
I feel like they're a year away. You know, you do look at their schedule throughout the first, you know, kind of 11, 12 weeks of the year. And it was of the easy variety. But obviously had the great win in Philadelphia. And that last Packers game in Lambeau came down to the wire as well. I just don't quite think this passing game is consistent enough. I mean, last week was only the second time that Caleb Williams has completed 60% of his passes since week 3. So I don't think it's all on him. But now all of a sudden, Roma Dunze and Luther Burden are out of the picture. Very, very good year for Ben Johnson and company. I would say they're a year away from being legit contenders, though.
How about Rams Seahawks tonight? Who do you like?
Ah, man. It's a pick'em game, I think, for good reason. I'm still going with the Rams. Honestly, I was so ready to start calling Sam Donald the Ghostbuster. Obviously, you know, had his issues over the years, but been playing so much better. I feel like that'd be a nice full circle nickname for the guy. But since that first matchup with the Rams, he really has started to go back to his old bad habits. A really good stat from ESPN's Ben Solid. Sam Donald just 2-for-20 on tight window throws since that game. So I feel like he got a little bit spooked from throwing those 4 picks. Still, once again, a very tough matchup. And as amazing as JSN is, man, they really haven't had that second weapon emerges yet.
Are you buying Denver's kind of minor whisper quiet offensive renaissance here of late, or is it just a couple bad opponents?
Man, for my money's worth, that Bo Nix performance against the Packers was the best I have seen him play really his entire career. So honestly, it's one of these things where he's winning games and Broncos fans have been sticking up for him throughout the entire time, which of course they should be doing that. But for me, it was just the inconsistent play really in the first 45 minutes.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
games, had some great comebacks and throws down the stretch against the Giants and the Eagles, for example. But if they can start getting more, just honestly above average offensive play is probably enough with how good that defense is playing. So between Denver and Houston, man, they both are really kind of set up the same. And that'd be a fun playoff game just to see, again, who can kind of make those big plays down the stretch between Knicks and Stroud. But so far, Knicks is doing his thing. And I will just say, it's almost like Knicks was almost labeled as a prospect coming out. Oh, is he going to be Drew Brees' point guard distributor type? That dude has all the physical tools you can ask for. I think it's just kind of seeing his processing actually catch up to what Sean Payton wants from him. So very encouraging stuff there. And Cortland Sutton can stay hot too. That's going to be huge down the stretch.
Thanks, Ian. Good catching up, brother.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoy week 16.
Yeah, and I appreciate the insight for that friend of mine that I was asking.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, yeah, it's not for you.
Let's keep it moving. Localizing the football banter, Tom Shad, Washington Post. Tom, we've had you on a couple of times at different points of this non-shutdown. Now it's a shutdown. What'd you think this week of the final verdict that they are not going to play Jaden Daniels again this season?
I was a little bit surprised, I guess. I mean, you always have to remember that we're operating with only a fraction of the information that the team has, right? And they have a lot of kind of leeway in terms of what they tell us, what they don't tell us. So, I think for me, the most interesting thing was Dan Quinn describing it as part medical, part team, and kind of trying to suss out like what percentage of this was a medical issue versus just a team kind of protecting him decision. So, I guess I just kind of overall count myself as a little bit surprised. Particularly if it was like a medical driven decision, it makes a lot of sense.
So should that decision, whether you agree with it or not, but it's been made, so it's now kind of banked and categorized, should that then affect some other roster decisions? And here's where I'm going. Laremy Tunsil's not playing this week. That makes sense. He's banged up. He's injured. I get that. Shouldn't that be a precursor, though? If there's no Daniels, what about some other guys that are important to this thing that are going to be here long term? Would that affect any of them, or are they going to kind of keep each one siloed?
I think each one is going to be siloed in terms of like a practical matter. Like, I think that's how the team is going to go about it. And I might be a contrarian on this, but like, yeah, I just think these guys have so few opportunities and everyone has something to prove to a certain extent. You know, you can take a guy like Terry McLaurin and kind of from the couch say, you know, why would you play Terry in these last 3 weeks when, you know, you don't have a lot at stake, yada, yada. Well, for Terry, these last 3 weeks are important, right? With everything that he's gone through this season and kind of, trying to reestablish a rhythm, trying to reassert himself as one of the best receivers in the league. I think you can kind of go down the roster and everybody has something like that in terms of like a personal stake, even though the team stakes are different than what we all thought they would be kind of coming into this season. So I think the team is going to view it kind of as a case by case basis. And I kind of agree with that, I think myself.
Tom, do you think they end up hanging with the Eagles deep into this game, or is this kind of one of those rollover spots?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think they definitely have a shot, right? Especially with the news with, Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson being out and then getting some guys back, you know, potentially Jonathan Jones and having Chris Rodriguez back there in the backfield. You just never know. I think particularly with how the Eagles have played this year and then just getting into December, like I think it's easy to look at the records and just say, oh, it's going to be a boat race or something like that. But yeah, you just don't know. It wouldn't surprise me at all for it to be close late in the game.
So externally, it's very easy for me to kind of roll my eyes at some of the rhetoric and cliches and things and them celebrating wins at this stage just because, you know, there's not much carryover, not much point. But internally, what sort of stuff are they saying to each other? Because, you know, they're still playing hard. That's obvious. I mean, the Minnesota blip notwithstanding, that was their worst game of the year probably. But you could see the effort was there and all the games surrounding it. What are they saying to get themselves motivated? What's kind of the internal messaging?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of keep chopping away at it, right? I think there's a general sense that, you know, they've been a little bit snake bitten this year with injuries and bad breaks and you know, maybe a belief that they're a better team than their record might indicate. And I think, you know, they would obviously take some pride in hurting the Eagles, right, down the stretch or beating the Cowboys on Christmas Day on, I was going to say national TV, I guess Netflix. You know, there's a lot of pride involved in all of that. And so I think, you know, the motivation is certainly, you know, not an issue for this group and kind of the internal vibes, I guess, for lack of a better word, have been pretty good, you know, at least from my vantage point for a team that's 4-10.
Tom, keep up the great work. We appreciate you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.